Judea Pearl is the father of Daniel Pearl, the journalist killed in Pakistan. The Media Line's Felice Friedson spoke to Judea Pearl on May 3rd, World Press Freedom Day, about a top court's decision to free his son's murderers.
The courts in Pakistan are allowing the killers of your son to go free. How are you handling this?
I think it's a travesty of justice that we have just filed an appeal in the name of the family. You know that there is an appeal initiated by the region to the Supreme Court, but we decided that we need to have the family present in some way. So we have filed a separate appeal on behalf of the family to the Supreme Court to annul the acquittal. And this was filed today, I believe, in Karachi. And we hope that the Supreme Court will listen to the voice of justice.
Why do you think that they have allowed them to go free?
This is a high-profile case. What happened to Danny was a high-profile tragedy. And therefore, the eyes of the world are focusing now on the message that the Supreme Court of Pakistan will send to its citizens and to the rest of the world. The issue of whether the Supreme Court of Pakistan will send a message of impunity to would-be terrorists like Omar Sheikh, or a message of peace and assurance to its own citizens that Pakistani is a state of law. And the message is not only about terrorism, it's also about the protection of journalists. It's a message to every journalist that is now traveling the world.
Today is World Press Day, and in
it's very fitting, and I'm happy that it coincides with our appeal. It's international, and you know that the Committee for Protection of Journalists is working with us, and they issue a very strong statement on behalf of the freedom of what it means for the future of freedom of the press, not only in Pakistan, but everywhere, because there are dozens of cells, radical cells, that are looking at Pakistan, looking at the future of Omar Sheikh. He is the role model, and whatever happens to him will encourage them or discourage them. A message of impunity to people who plan to abduct and play games with the life of innocent journalists, it will be detrimental to the future of journalism.
Judea, thank you so much for taking this time to join the Media Line.